News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, you made it to Tuesday. Yeah, we're kind of plugging through the week. High today in the 90s. More details from Dr. Bill on the way. And sitting at 73 now. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up in just
a second.
Good
morning from the Benson Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, House Ferry, and Overlook. They've got an accident moving out of the roadway. Also trying to clear westbound I-10 between Range Line and 65. They've got another accident. Car ran off the roadway at County Road 32 between Francis Herald Road and County Road 83 near Alberta in Baldwin County as well. So plenty of accidents already this morning. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Benson Sons Towing and Recovery, available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery for your boats at BensonSons.com. I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for lieutenant governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for lieutenant governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Charlie Graddick. For more than 20 years, you trusted me to serve as a circuit judge and district attorney in Mobile County. Now, I'm asking you to trust Brandi Hambright. Brandi is a strong conservative, guided by her faith. She has integrity and is ready to serve. Please join me and my family on July 17th and vote Brandi Hambright, circuit court judge.
Paid for by the committee to elect Brandi Hambright, circuit court. P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama 36633.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday morning. By the way, just, I guess we're 1 week out from the runoffs in the primaries. Talk more about that coming up. Also, reminder, your sample ballots for Mobile and Baldwin County for the Republican side runoff, those are up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. 609, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you. Good morning. It's like you're looking over my shoulder because that's exactly what I'm talking about right
See?
Now.
See, and we did we collude before the show started?
No collusion
there
here,
sir. There was no collusion.
Although, so. Toady Cakes, he may have had a bit of, you know, see, involvement.
I did not see him this morning, by the way, on the way
were
in.
You, weren't you looking for him?
Oh,
be
of
honest.
Course I do, yes.
If you don't know, so we met a new friend yesterday who was tuning into the station. And
the first amphibian listener that we can guarantee.
He's got quite a Facebook following, yes. I'm just saying.
Toady Cakes. What's up, Toady Cakes?
What up? Okay. Hey, great news. Another child has been rescued overnight. You know, of course, we've been watching the situation involving this cave. In Thailand, so as of right now, 11 children have been rescued. There's still one child left, and the coach, the 25-year-old coach. So we're keeping our thoughts and our prayers focused on everyone making it out safely, and we'll keep you posted on international, national, and local news, which, of course, I'll get to right now. We are 1 week out from the July 17th primary runoff, and Alabama Attorney General candidate Troy King has filed a formal ethics commission complaint against the funding method, which has garnered more than $400,000 to Attorney General Steve Marshall's campaign. King is calling this transfer of money, quote, intentional, willful, and flagrant violations of Alabama's Fair Campaign Finances Act, and he wants the ethics commission to rule them illegal and seek criminal charges against Marshall and his campaign leadership, and he wants charges against the National Republican Attorneys General Association, also known as RAGA, to be filed. You see, that association, he says, has given Marshall more than $400,000 in the primary season alone. King's allegation is that moving money from political action committee to political action committee and then giving that money to an Alabama candidate violates Alabama law, even if it's done by a national organization outside of the state, which in turn makes it harder for voters to see who is financing a campaign and what they might want in exchange. As for Attorney General Marshall's campaign office, they issued a statement on Monday saying, quote, "We are pleased to have received support from the RAGA Action Fund and trust they have complied with Alabama law." Well, you know, as if a person breaking into your home were not startling enough, we now know that when a local homeowner returned home, she witnessed a woman trying on her clothes.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to give clothes away, but to share and you didn't get the consent? Uh-uh. Mobile police arrested 44-year-old Abigail Hodges early Sunday morning in Midtown after she broke into the woman's home on Westwood Street, which is ironically very close to Public Safety Memorial Park.
Mm-hmm.
The owner of the home told police she found Hodges wearing her clothing when she returned home. You may have guessed it, this was not this woman's first brush with the law involving fashion 2 years ago. Hodges was arrested after stealing a woman's handbag, as police say. She was charged with theft, second degree. For this latest incident, she has been charged with burglary. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You know, it's one of those stories where you hear thieves break in somewhere that they like eat food out of the refrigerator and put it back, you know, or they go take a shower and stuff like that. In this case, she's trying on your clothes.
Right. I mean, did she...
At least it's not a dude trying on your clothes, you know.
Very true, because dude would look like a lady.
That's right.
But did she focus on this woman before so she knew, like, the right weight and height and fashion sense?
I don't know. And why, you know, she tried them on when she could just take them and return the stuff that didn't fit. Come on. Isn't that how it
Don't
works?
Don't give them any ideas.
Isn't that how it works? All right, 614 FM Talk 106.5. Coming right back.
Mobile needs a tough conservative judge to keep our family safe. And the choice is clear. Conservative Harry Satterwhite has been a member of the Republican Executive Committee for almost two decades. He's a local ball coach and has been a conservative lawyer in Mobile for the last 25 years. Harry's opponent, Brandi Hambright, spent her career working for criminals. As a criminal defense lawyer and member of the Criminal Defense Bar for the last 18 years, Hambright has been working to put criminals back on the streets. Harry Satterwhite is not working for the criminals. In fact, Satterwhite has never made a living representing criminals. Harry Satterwhite is a pro-life, Second Amendment, tough-on-crime conservative. On July 17th, vote for the candidate who is not working for the criminals. Vote conservative, Harry Satterwhite, for circuit judge.
Paid for by Satterwhite for Judge, 1325 Dolphin Street, Mobile, 36604.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Mobile City Council could vote today on a request from the University of South Alabama for $10 million to help fund an on-campus stadium. Mayor Sandy Stimson supports the proposal along with a plan to tear down Ladd People's Stadium to cut city upkeep costs. South has also asked the county for $10 million, but the Mobile County Commission is considering a lesser amount. A man from Northwest Florida is in jail charged with passing forged checks and fleeing from police with a child in the car. Escambia deputies say Lucas Williams passed forged and altered checks at different locations in the Pensacola area dating back to 2015. He managed to elude deputies in two chases last year, including one with an 8-year-old child in the car. He faces 14 charges, including fraud, forgery, and larceny. Authorities in Baldwin County are advising residents to be on guard against rabid animals. There have now been 6 people bitten by foxes in Baldwin County since the end of May.
Seems like if it gets started in a certain area, it can spread.
Police also say the recent outbreak is unusual. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
D.R. Ross Incorporated offers residential land clearing and commercial demolition services to its customers. Since 2000, they've served Mobile County and beyond, including Mississippi and Florida. Free estimates are available within a 75-mile radius of Mobile. Call D.R. Ross Incorporated at 251-298-4688 for lot clearing, land clearing, demolition, ponds, roads, or sediment and erosion control. D.R. Ross Incorporated looks forward to serving you. 251-298-4688.
This weekend is the greatest show in sport fishing, the Blue Marlin Grand Championship at the Wharf in Orange Beach. Come see the best teams in the world bring their fish to the Way Dock in pursuit of more than $2 million. It's another great night of family fun at the Wharf, and admission is free. But the kids get up close and personal with the big fish and in the fighting chair. Visit BlueMarlinGrandChampionship.com and on Facebook and Instagram. We'll see you at the Wharf this weekend for the greatest show in sport fishing, the Blue Marlin Grand Championship.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department there at House Ferry and Overlook, also trying to clear an accident westbound I-10 between Range Line and 65. It's been a good ride so far for Baldwin County, but they do have an accident where a car ran off the roadway at County Road 32 between Francis Herald Road and County Road 83. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 617 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now, it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Mobile Bay Bears hit four, count them, four home runs on Monday night in an 8-2 win over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Jose Rojas hit two of those home runs, one in the second inning and one in the fourth. And after Rojas' second home run in the fourth inning, Brandon Sandoval and Riley Unruh became the first Bay Bears this season to hit back-to-back homers. Jeremy Beasley got the win on the mound for Mobile. He pitched five scoreless innings to start the game. Tonight, Pensacola once again hosts Mobile. First pitch will be at 6:35 p.m. In the MLB, the Atlanta Braves had the night off, but they remain tied with Philadelphia for the lead in the NL East after the Phillies split a doubleheader with the Mets on Monday. Mets won Game 1 4-3 in 10 innings before the Phillies returned the favor in Game 2, winning 3-1. The Washington Nationals were beaten by Pittsburgh 6-3. Clayton Kershaw picked up his third win of the season, with the LA Dodgers beating San Diego 8-2. San Francisco beat the Chicago Cubs 2-1 in 11 innings. Miami upset the National League leading Milwaukee Brewers 4-3 in 10 innings. The New York Yankees and Baltimore Orioles swapped wins in a doubleheader. Boston shut out Texas 5-0, and Tampa Bay beat Detroit 10-9 in 10 innings. Alabama linebacker Vandarius Cowan was dismissed from the football team on Monday. In a statement released by the school, head coach Nick Saban attributed Cowan's dismissal to a violation of team rules. The rising sophomore was recently charged with misdemeanor assault following a fight at High Tide Bar in Tuscaloosa on June the 23rd. Cowan played in seven games and made two tackles last year during his freshman season. At Wimbledon, defending champion Roger Federer advanced to the quarterfinals for the 16th time in his career in a straight sets win over Adrian Mannarino.
Through an hour 45, Federer with three match points.
Game, seven match
points. And still unbroken at these championships, ready for the quarterfinals.
Two-time champ Rafael Nadal also advanced after defeating Jiří Veselý on Monday. Novak Djokovic moves into the next round, as well as American John Isner. In the women's singles tournament, seven-time champion Serena Williams cruised into the quarterfinals.
I have a long way to go. I'm just only in the quarterfinals, and then, you know, it's not about wrapping up a win. It's not at all. You know, I have a long way to go. It's like all the other women that are still in the draw.
The only remaining top 10 seed, Karolina Pliskova, is out after losing to Kiki Bertens. 11th seed Angelique Kerber is the highest seeded player remaining in the quarterfinals after defeating Belinda Bencic to advance. In the NBA, LeBron James is officially a Los Angeles Laker. On Monday night, James signed a four-year contract for $153 million. Lakers president of basketball operations Magic Johnson released a statement saying the signing of LeBron is, quote, a huge step closer to returning the Lakers to the playoffs and to the NBA Finals. 620 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hi, I'm Chad Summerlin, group leader of Bama Cary. Police Chief Shane Stringer and House District 102 candidate has our support. As a veteran law enforcement officer, Chief Stringer has always supported the Second Amendment. We have joined Sheriff Sam Cochran and Public Safety Director Jimmy Barber and others in supporting Chief Stringer, the first to propose arming training teachers to protect our children. Tough on crime, a reputation for getting the job done. On Tuesday, July 17th, vote Shane Stringer.
Paid for by Shane Stringer for HD 102, Post Office Box 92, Citronelle, Alabama, 36522.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Derek Williams. I know both candidates running for district court judge better than most anyone. And to me, the choice is clear. George Zogby has quadrupled the experience, almost 26 years as a lawyer. George Zogby is the only candidate with a real plan to remove the repeat offenders off of our streets. That's why I'm asking everyone to take time out of their busy schedule to vote for George Zogby for district court judge on Tuesday, July 17th.
I'm George Zogby. I approve this message, and I'm asking for your vote.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
622 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. We'll get the latest from Kane and traffic. Plus, Dr. Bill will talk about Hurricane Chris out in the Atlantic and our work week forecast. Right now, let's get headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty. Thank you, Sean. If you have ever been charged with DUI and are even thinking of drinking and driving again, a device designed to keep everyone else safe, including you, will now be installed on your vehicle beginning today. Alabama residents facing a second DUI charge will now have to install an ignition interlock device on their vehicle. Senator Jim McClendon, a Republican from Springville, he sponsored this bill. According to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, the ignition interlock device disables your vehicle if alcohol is detected on the driver's breath. On the first offense, the driver will have the voluntary election of the ignition interlock if the blood alcohol content is less than 0.15%. Anything higher results in the mandatory installation of the ignition interlock. So it goes from you volunteering to you being voluntold. For subsequent offenses, the ignition interlock is mandatory for anything over 0.08%. The installation of the interlock technology is, of course, coming after you complete a period of a driver's license revocation. And if you keep piling up these offenses, the number of days without your driver's license, well, that increases as well. Any violation of the mandated ignition interlock extends the duration of your interlock by 6 months. So basically, it does not pay to drink and drive. Enjoy yourself and have someone else take you home safely, or just sit it out. Those under the age of 19, though, can be exempt from the ignition interlock if they are all their business handled in the juvenile court system. So just be mindful of that. But they shouldn't even be drinking under 19. Right?
That would be correct. I don't understand that exception.
Right. You know,
the two parents chime in here. Why the...
Say what now?
Yeah. I mean, so
educated.
They're juveniles and have been drinking and driving. How about you now don't get a chance at your license until you're 25? How about that? You get to sit for your driver's test again when you're 25.
Adjudicated in juvenile court. No need for that. Don't worry about that.
There you go.
Yeah. You may not even have fingers and toes left. And news out of Pritchard this morning, after routine traffic stop ends with a suspect behind bars and a dog shot. Police officers trying trying to question the driver of a vehicle that suspect took off, eventually being captured and arrested on Driver Street, which is in the Mobile jurisdiction for police, if you're looking at a map and wondering where this all happened. But while placing the suspect under arrest, Pritchard police officers, they were attacked by the dog. So one of the officers shot the dog to prevent the dog from attacking them any further. The dog did survive. Its breed nor condition is unknown at this time, and the dog is with animal control right now. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 626 FM Talk 106.5. I'm going to reach out here and say maybe we have the next color in our formula for the Bankhead Tunnel.
Ah.
You know, yesterday you told us blue was the clue, the color blue, and now I'm looking at a drawing. My name's Simon. There's about seven people that understand the SNL bit of Simon. If you do, you understand why I say drawing. There's a drawing this morning up on Aldont's Twitter feed that shows blue and then shows yellow.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Or yeller.
Yeah, right.
It's a good combo.
Blue and yeller.
Right and yeller.
Tell us more. Tell us more.
I don't know what we're going with as a theme. It looks nice in their artist rendering. Of course, I like this too because it looks like artist rendering was done by something. This is not to critique it because I couldn't draw this, but somebody at Aldont, it doesn't look like it was a full-fledged artist, you know, rendering.
Did they use your favorite program?
It looks like they use something a little more technical than Microsoft Paint, that I do all my greatest work on Twitter with Microsoft Paint. But I'm just guessing because they showed this picture, has blue and now has yellow on it. I tweeted that picture out at FM Talk 106.5.
And shout out to Mobile Mask for chiming into our discussion yesterday, the official Mardi Gras colors for the city of Mobile, purple and gold.
So if you put green in, it means New Orleans and
them.
The newcomers.
Aren't they cute? Is it kind of a Swedish blue and yellow? Is that what we're looking at here?
Well, no, it's like,
or is it maize in yellow? In hail to the victors.
We don't want to hear that here.
Oh my gosh.
I said it. You know why? Because it follows up with our friend who tweeted that how he would like it to be crimson red.
Right. Well, crimson and red makes sense.
Yes.
Right? Or Auburn and blue, orange and blue, right? That makes sense for their
blue
area. Michigan. I have a brother-in-law that is a graduate and a huge hardcore Michigan fan.
Yes.
You want to talk about miserable family time there around the holidays? You ought to get the Michigan insane brother-in-law and myself and the missus together. It's not good times.
Party of four.
Yeah.
Let's roll.
Yeah, not good times. Dr. Bill's got our forecast. He's on the way right after News 5.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. The Mobile City Council is expected to authorize a contract to design a new rail station. The Southern Rail Commission awarded a $233,000 grant last year to pay for the project. The proposed site is downtown at Government and Water Streets. The station will make it easier for visitors to get to places like the Cruise Terminal, Cooper Riverside Park, and the Convention Center. A couple in Northwest Florida is accused of child abuse that includes strangling, starving, and forcing a child to play Russian roulette. Milton police have arrested Jacqueline Hayes. She remains in the Santa Rosa County Jail, but police are still looking for a second suspect, 43-year-old Daryl Pitts. A man from Mobile is now in Metro Jail, indicted for the murder of his girlfriend. Peter Gales is charged with the murder of Shanice Sumter. Her body was found in her car behind an abandoned home on Bay Road in May of last year. Investigators say Gales and Sumter got into an argument and he accidentally shot her. Gales was indicted back in March. He was arrested just yesterday. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, coverage you can count on.
When it comes to keeping our families safe, experience matters. And there's only one candidate for district court judge with the right experience for the job, Spiro Charagatis. A former Mobile County prosecutor, Spiro has a proven record of fighting crime. And that's why he's supported by local law enforcement, District Attorney Ashley Rich, and the retiring district court judge. On July 17th, remember Spiro Charagatis. Hard name. Harder on crime.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Spiro, P.O. Box 1964, Mobile, Alabama 36633.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Probate judges do a lot more than just sell car tags. They preside over 1,500 hearings a year.
I'm Alan Lipscomb, candidate for probate judge of Baldwin County. Not only am I an experienced probate attorney, I'm an experienced business owner. Just last year, more than $40 million went through my accounts, and I'm responsible for every penny. I'm probate attorney Alan Lipscomb, humbly asking for your vote for Baldwin County probate judge. I don't sue people for a living. I help them.
Paid for by committee to elect Alan Lipscomb, P.O. Box 471, Fairhope, Alabama.
Three more boys have been rescued from that watery cave in Thailand.
We're still waiting to find out about the two remaining people on this soccer team, as well as the four other personnel that have helped them. There is excitement here and great hope.
Correspondent Ivan Watson says optimistic rescuers believe they may be able to get everyone out today. Well, President Trump's Supreme Court pick, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, will meet with senators on Capitol Hill starting this morning. But correspondent Abby Phillips says confirmation hearings remain to be set.
While the White House wants the Senate to get this process finished by October so that Kavanaugh can be seated on the Supreme Court for the next term, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley, hasn't yet committed to holding hearings before September, which will keep them on that timeline.
The Small Business Optimism Index is down slightly, but still close to one of the highest readings in nearly half a century. The Dow gained 320 points yesterday. Wall Street futures are up this morning. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. A group of state attorneys general is investigating whether some big fast food chains are using no-poach rules in franchise agreements to hold down wages and limit employee advancement. The Massachusetts Attorney General, along with attorneys general of nine other states in Washington, D.C., sent letters to Arby's, Burger King, Dunkin' Donuts, Five Guys Burgers, Little Caesars, Panera Bread, Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, and Wendy's to ask for franchise agreements and other documents that relate to no-poach provisions. Under a no-poach pact, companies agree to not hire away each other's workers. Automaker BMW says it will have to raise prices on the U.S.-built SUVs it sells in China due to higher tariffs. China raised the import tax on cars from the U.S. to 40% in retaliation for higher tariffs on Chinese goods imposed by President Trump. Crude oil trading at $74.26 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures pointing to a modestly higher open this morning. And that's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS financial advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 635 FM Talk 106.5, 74 now at our studios, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So, 100% chance at summer again today, I guess.
Well, we're in kind of a nice stretch here of typical July weather, and we normally think of July, like a very humid condition, so temperatures getting into the 90s, and of course, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, and that's the pattern all the way through the weekend. I mean, today we'll look for a few scattered thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon. We'll warm up to about 91, 92 degrees. Heat index will be near 100. As for tonight, a few thunderstorms around in the evening, and then becoming partly cloudy, low tonight in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, we do it all over again with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the low 90s. Then looking ahead to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, partly cloudy skies, a few afternoon thunderstorms, and high temperatures again in the lower 90s. So that's the pattern that we normally expect this time of the year.
All right. What about the pattern in the tropics? What are you watching?
Well, Chris is still off the east coast of North Carolina. It's been stationary, and its projection now is to be a minimal hurricane and move on out into the open waters of the Atlantic. Eventually, the winds will be out of the southwest and pick up speed in the upper atmosphere, and that will drag that system on out into the Atlantic. Now, it may, in the next few days, just sort of graze Newfoundland, eastern Canada, and they could get some tropical storm winds and some high surf up in that area. But as for the rest of the East Coast, we're looking good. The remnants of Beryl are now over Puerto Rico, just a whole cluster of thunderstorms. That will be moving into the Bahamas in the next 24 to 36 hours. There is a slight chance that that could redevelop as it gets up into the Gulf Stream off the Carolinas, just where Chris is right now. And so it's a possibility there that it could redevelop. If it does, it'll follow the same track. It'll recurve and go out into the open Atlantic.
I've got so many questions piled up, but I'll just get to a couple of them here. You talk about making that track out there to where Chris is now. I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but there was one of the years recently that had a higher than normal forecasted number of hurricanes, and we got it. But the Gulf was very quiet because it seemed like, to some degree, those storms lined up on that track you're talking about, east of the U.S. mainland. And was it because we had high pressure over the country or something like that? There were a lot of storms. But
that's a classic a track, is up the east coast and then recurving. And the reason for that is out over the Atlantic Ocean during the summertime is a big high-pressure system. It's out over there called the Bermuda High, and it basically steers those storms right around that high and makes that big turn up the east coast. Now, those storms that form down in the Caribbean or out in the Atlantic, for them to come into the Gulf, that Bermuda High needs to push westward into the eastern portion of the country, and then it will force those storms to make that turn, but not until they get out into the Gulf, and then possibly into the central Gulf. So that's how we get them from into the Gulf of Mexico when there are Atlantic storms. And of course, these storms can form in the Gulf of Mexico. That's a whole different thing. But the track you're talking about is classic up the East Coast.
Yeah, and just thinking when you describe that, the number of storms that when they have come into the Gulf Coast, in the days after they make landfall in the Gulf Coast, they make that right turn Clyde, as I call it, as they fade back to the north and east.
All of the storms, all the hurricanes want to turn to the right because that is dictated by the rotation of the Earth. They tend to turn to the right. Now, for us, it's good if they turn to the right very early.
Right, correct. Yeah, right. Take the first right, please. Yes. Don't wait for a later right. All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the education, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, 74 now at FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up. Also headlines with Kelly Findlay.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
Why does Dr. David Northcutt keep spreading lies about Chris Elliott? What does Dr. Northcutt have to hide? Several years ago, Dr. Northcutt was caught dispensing narcotics without a license. He pled guilty and was punished with probation. A few years later, the state of Alabama again charged Northcutt with 10 counts of providing false, fraudulent, misleading, and deceptive communications. And again, they found him guilty, and he paid thousands in fines. Today, Northcutt is facing another set of complaints, federal complaints, about his misuse of patients' private information. Who'd have thought a politician who's been found guilty of providing fraudulent communications? No wonder you can't trust David Northcutt to tell the truth. Get the facts at GuiltyDoctor.com.
Good morning from the Vincent Sutton Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. So far, the few accidents we've had, officers been able to move out of the roadways. Keep in mind, the Bankhead Tunnel will be closed tonight from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. and also expect nightly closures from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. through Thursday. As you're painting the surface of the Bankhead Tunnel, by Friday, it should be back open. Whether you're broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Vincent Sutton Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery for your boats at 888-BE-TOWED and at VincentSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This is NHRA Funny Car Driver Courtney Force. Time to head to Advance Auto Parts for low prices and tons of free services. We offer free battery, starter, and alternator testing and free battery installation with purchase. Plus, Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Don't miss out. Visit an Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts store near you today. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
It's time for the 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the largest fishing tournament in the world. Hey, it kicks off with the Mossy Oak Liars Contest on Thursday, July 19th on Dolphin Island. Fishing begins at 5 Friday morning, July 20th, with the Molly Ringwalds playing that night. Hey, the rodeo site and all the musical acts are free to spectators for the weekend, and the total awards package this year valued at $500,000 in cash and prizes, with 30 categories and 4 jackpots, including Crane Works Red Snapper Jackpot. For tickets and more information, visit ADSFR.com.
642 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile mornings on this Tuesday, just a week out from the primary runoff. When 7 or 8 of y'all show up at the polls, it'll be a big thing. Oh, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. When there's a huge turnout,
believe
of people.
In them. They're
no, I do.
Do it.
I do believe in folks. I just look at some of the stats and, mm-hmm. and say, well, we'll see what the turnout looks like. I hope it is. I do truly hope it is incredibly robust. I'll say that. How about that? Is
I
that
like
fair?
That.
I do.
Very fair.
I do hope that.
You know, when you believe, great things happen. No. Like here's great news. 4 minutes ago.
That's a segue.
You like that?
Yeah.
All 12 boys and their soccer coach are now out of the cage.
All right.
In Thailand. They were trapped in that cave for more than 2 weeks. That post going out on at CBS News 4 minutes ago.
Okay, I got just a side question here on this. You know the feeling when you're laying in bed and somebody comes to the bedroom and flips the lights on?
Yes.
How badly your eyes hurt?
Ooh.
Okay, as they're trying to adjust. Imagine being in a cave for 2 weeks and then going through the... and then you come out into... what might be a very sunny day in Thailand and go,
right, with all the camera, bulbs, the flashes.
Hopefully the first thing they see is some food. Hopefully there's food waiting for them.
It's so
sunshine
cute.
Sunshine and food is a good combo.
They are, at heart, they are still little boys because they wanted to eat and eat some really good food, and I love that. They didn't say, I want to see my mom or dad. I want some food.
Well, they want to see mom and dad because that's where the refrigerator is.
But we have to keep in mind, though, they've been through so much, and so we've heard about possible lung damage to some of the young men. Of course, they were very weak. They were exhausted. So, of course, testing will have to happen. And I know that I've read various reports because, in breaking news like this, the reports evolve. they haven't been able to see their parents yet. I mean, you think about the little boys who were released first. I mean, from...
Didn't they want to debrief them or talk them? They have, like, counselors there or something, I guess.
And just from a safety standpoint, I mean, you don't know what these little guys went through and...
I know, but counselors and all that stuff, I just... I understand that they're trying to do it the right way, but mama...
Right.
You know, I mean, counselor, schmounselor. I mean, if you're, you know, you're a 12-year-old boy or something like that, and you've been stuck down there, you want your mama.
You do.
Okay.
I would have gone into Castle of Grayskull, you know, attitude, and I would have gone in the cave.
She would have, I've known this woman for a while, and she would have swum the distance with, like, some kind of, like, knife in her mouth and a pirate's thing around her head.
With theme music
playing. That's right.
Yeah, totally. I mean, not my children.
That's right.
But... thank God they are all safe and sound and out of the cave. All right, well, I'm running out of time, so let me give you a quick update then when it comes to your news. It should have been a simple traffic stop, but it turned into a police pursuit and drugs and paraphernalia being recovered and two people arrested in the early morning hours of Monday morning. 23-year-old Paul Bingham and 30-year-old Jessica Crane were arrested after Mobile police tried to pull them over for not having a license tag light. Well, the pair failed to stop, which then prompted the pursuit. The duo were arrested just after 2:30 a.m. Get this, Sean and Dalton, on West I-65, the service road.
Oh.
Sound a little familiar?
You mean the Wild Wild West service road that's right here by our studios. Yeah, I do know. I'm familiar.
Now, previously, according to court records, Bingham, he's been charged with possessing an altered firearm, possession of a controlled substance, and theft. And Crane was sentenced to 3 years probation back in 2015 for possession of a controlled substance. Both are being held at the Mobile County Jail. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, I would add there the West Wild West service road here that's right by our studios between a certain unnamed family and a hotel and a vacant lot that grows high with weeds enough to hide the urban outdoorsmen that are in there and then the goings on up here under the interstate.
If we could
put a fence around that, the kind of like they did in Escape from New York with Kurt Russell as Snake Plissken, if we could put a fence around that area, we might solve some of the crime issues. For the city.
Can we play Wild Wild West, the Will Smith version, though, so that keeps everybody in the light mood? You know what
Not
I mean?
Not Cool Moe Dee?
No. Mm-mm. No, because then the children can really get into it, too.
The Cool Moe Dee. I'm old.
I like both. I know, but...
we'll see. We'll see what I can work up here. 647 FM Talk 106.5.
Mobile needs a tough conservative judge to keep our family safe, and the choice is clear. Conservative Harry Satterwhite has been a member of the Republican Executive Committee for almost two decades. He's a local ball coach and has been a conservative lawyer in Mobile for the last 25 years. Harry's opponent, Brandi Hambright, spent her career working for criminals. As a criminal defense lawyer and member of the Criminal Defense Bar for the last 18 years, Hambright has been working to put criminals back on the streets. Harry Satterwhite is not working for the criminals. In fact, Satterwhite has never made a living representing criminals. Harry Satterwhite is a pro-life, Second Amendment, tough on crime conservative. On July 17th, vote for the candidate who is not working for the criminals. Vote conservative, Harry Satterwhite, for circuit judge.
Paid for by Satterwhite for Judge, 1325 Dolphin Street, Mobile, 36604.
Attorney General Steve Marshall is fighting alongside President Trump. A Christian conservative, Steve Marshall will uphold our values. Steve Marshall is pro-life and protected a pregnancy center's right to free speech. A defender of gun rights, Steve Marshall is endorsed by the NRA. And Steve Marshall fought to stop sanctuary cities and end illegal immigration. Here's Steve Marshall and President Trump, our conservative fighters.
I'm a Christian conservative driven by my faith.
May God bless our glorious nation.
I'm pro-life and will protect the unborn.
Every child is a precious gift from God.
I will always defend our gun rights.
I will protect our Second Amendment.
I will crack down on sanctuary cities.
We will end the sanctuary cities.
Republican Steve Marshall, pro-Trump, fighting for Alabama.
paid for by Steve Marshall for Alabama Inc. P.O. Box 3537, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Mobile City Council could vote today on a request from the University of South Alabama for $10 million to help fund an on-campus stadium. Mayor Sandy Stimson supports the proposal along with a plan to tear down Ladd People's Stadium to cut city upkeep costs. South has also asked the county for $10 million, but the Mobile County Commission is considering a lesser amount. A man from Northwest Florida is in jail charged with passing forged checks and fleeing from police with a child in the car. Escambia deputies say Lucas Williams passed forged and altered checks at different locations in the Pensacola area dating back to 2015. He managed to elude deputies in two chases last year, including one with an 8-year-old child in the car. He faces 14 charges, including fraud, forgery, and larceny. Authorities in Baldwin County are advising residents to be on guard against rabid animals. There have now been 6 people bitten by foxes in Baldwin County since the end of May.
Seems like if it gets started in a certain area, it can spread.
Police also say the recent outbreak is unusual. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump, it's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, new accident at Airport in Dawes. It's going to be without injuries. A government in McVeigh, that's one with injuries. And state troopers are still on the scene at Red Fox Road, just east of Matt Drive, near Mobile, Washington County line. It's an accident with injuries. Heart Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left. With new and used golf carts from Yamaha, they even have the street-legal carts from Star. And they service everything they sell. Call 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Mobile Bay Bears hit 4 home runs last night in an 8-2 win over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Jose Rojas hit 2 home runs, one in the second inning and one in the fourth. And after his second home run in the fourth inning, Brandon Sandoval and Riley Unruh became the first Bay Bears this season to hit back-to-back homers. Jeremy Beasley got the win on the mound for Mobile. He pitched 5 scoreless innings to start the game. Tonight, Pensacola once again hosts Mobile. First pitch set for 6:35. Alabama linebacker Vandarius Cowan was dismissed from the football team on Monday. In a statement released by the school, head coach Nick Saban attributed Cowan's dismissal to a violation of team rules. The rising sophomore was recently charged with misdemeanor assault following a fight at High Tide Bar in Tuscaloosa on June the 23rd. Cowan played in 7 games and made 2 tackles in his freshman season. At Wimbledon, defending champion Roger Federer advanced to the quarterfinals for the 16th time in his career in a straight sets win over Adrian Mannarino.
Through an hour 45, Federer with 3 match points.
Game, 7 match points.
And still unbroken at these championships, ready for the quarterfinals.
2-time champ Rafael Nadal also advanced after defeating Jiří Veselý on Monday. Novak Djokovic moves into the next round, as well as American John Isner. In the women's singles tournament, 7-time champion Serena Williams cruised into the quarterfinals.
I have a long way to go. I'm just only in the quarterfinals. And then, you know, it's not about wrapping up a win. It's not at all. You know, I have a long way to go. It's like all the other women that are still in the draw.
The only remaining top 10 seed, Karolina Pliskova, is out after losing to Kiki Bertens. And 11th seed Angelique Kerber is now the highest seeded player remaining after defeating Belinda Bencic to advance. 6:53 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Hey, Celeste. Why so sad?
Well, I have a problem. I need my car serviced, but I can't afford to take it to the dealership because they're so expensive.
Honey, you need to take your car to Classic Cars. That's where I take mine. Their prices are much less than the big dealers.
You mean Keith Kingan's Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road?
Yep, that's the one.
I thought they only service the cars they sell.
No, silly. They're open to the public. I've been taking my car there for years. They work on everything. Cars, trucks, SUVs. No matter what you drive, they can service it. They're great people to deal with, and they do a great job. Save me money, and most importantly, I trust them. And you can, too.
Well, I do need my oil changed. I have a check engine light on, my AC is not cooling, and I think I need new brakes.
That's not a problem. The guys at Classic Cars are pros. They can take care of it all.
Lauren, hand me my phone.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Classic Cars right now to set up an appointment to have my car serviced.
That's a great idea. You'll be glad you did. Hey, with the money you save, you can buy that new pair of shoes you've been wanting.
Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-667.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
I'm Tucker Dorsey, your Baldwin County Commissioner from District 3. It's a critical time on the Commission, and experience matters now more than ever. I bring the strong, steady leadership that the Commission needs, as well as the business management experience that has allowed Baldwin County to be in the best financial condition ever. Efficient government, smarter growth, and a Baldwin County where we can all be proud to live, work, and raise a family. That's what I stand for, and what I'll continue to work for as your County Commissioner. I'm Tucker Dorsey, and I ask for your vote on July 17.
Paid for by Friends of Tucker Dorsey, Box 455, Silver Hill, Alabama.
All right, 656 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have y'all along. Heads up, my buddy Trey Bennett and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Hey, Trey, get ready to get a call from me. I think I've identified a new pile of junk at Sullivan House. And listen, same thing could be true here at our studios. It doesn't matter where you have the junk. If you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Nice thing is, too, things you physically can't move or you don't want to, as I've talked about in the past, go up the very thin ladder that goes into the attic with the springs that go... Listen, they can do that as well. They get stuff out of the attic. Maybe you've got outdoor things that need to be gone, like children's playhouses, swing set. You know, when your youngest child's 40, maybe it's time to get rid of those things. You got junk, you need it gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Easy to make that appointment. Go online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or just pick up the phone and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way next.